Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences you're ever going to have in live radio. Why? Because we've got so much fun stuff to do, it's incredible. Here's the key to the show. Ready? Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And I checked, and in my little book, it says, I don't care. So that's what we got going on right now. Buckle up, little campers. Buckle up. It's Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one taco. Come on, that's awesome. Devotional diamonds of the day. Always fun to see what's in the Word of God and how it applies to our life. Professional revelations. Hey, I now have professional and personal revelations of my life's insanities.
You're moving up in the world.
I'm doing better. I guess if they start paying for me for me doing dumb things, that's going to be, I'm going to be loaded. Are you kidding? Just call me loaded. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we're cheap and we don't want to pay.
I ain't giving you no 350.
See, that's right. I'm not giving you any 350. That's us right there. We're not paying $350 for it. Humor that will force you to think, what is this guy doing on the radio? Excellent question. Review of the goofy news. And when I say goofy news, folks, I mean goofy news. And it proves that Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're answering life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we do have a daily devil. We do. Thank you. Probably should have told you that before the show started, but no, that's okay. All right. This one's not as funny, the first one, but the second one is hysterical. So the first one, not so funny. Second one, very, very good. So we're asking life questions. Here's a first life question. Why do we call an egg roll when there's no egg in it? Okay, that's a good question. Pretty solid, though, right? But this one, this is genius. Ready? What do you do when someone says that they're not in denial? What do you do when somebody says that? What do you do when you say you're not in denial and you know you're not in denial? Just think that through. Now I'll say it. What do you do when somebody says you're not in denial? You're in denial and you're like, no, I'm not.
Because the more you deny it, then the more they think
the more denial you're in. Oh, it's not just a river in Egypt, people. Get a grip. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with this show.
Right now, poised at the edge of the galaxy, Emperor Zurg has been secretly building a weapon with the destructive capacity to annihilate an entire planet. I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command.
That is just genius right there. Let's see. Your phone calls and more. You know, we're doing that thing, that Christian living is a Christian thingy, that thingy. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. I don't even know what that is. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I have no notion to tell you that in an hour we have an international superstar that's going to be on the show. Ooh. Be right back.
The Garden of Hope with Heather Lloyd on KPRZ is brought to you from the Christian Solidarity International Studios.
1210 AM KPRZ.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, mother approved. Call today for your free in-home inspection, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Dolph, pack up, Dolph!
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. And mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. You guys got some cool events coming up soon, don't you?
We do, Kevin. I'd like to invite your listeners to join us for our upcoming Lunch and Learn. This is the second presentation in our Take Charge of Your Health series. We're excited to have Henry Chang, Tai Chi Master of Honor, and this is a rare opportunity to learn about Tai Chi from an actual Master of Tai Chi. And Kevin, Tai Chi can be very beneficial for those with arthritis or Parkinson's disease. And everyone knows Monte Vista Village is very focused on our residents' well-being, so we're really excited to add Tai Chi to our program. If you're interested in a natural way to help maintain your health, we invite you to join us Saturday, November 16th. The presentation will start at 11 and lunch will be at noon. This is a great way to experience what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village. Please RSVP to 619-465-1331 by November 13th.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Brian Holland and his company Zero Res. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water, and the deal about that is it leaves the carpet soft, smelling fresh, it dries quickly, it's safe for pets, it's good for kids, it's fine for allergy sufferers. The techs are prompt, polite, and professional. Here's all you got to do. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. And you get the $99 special, which covers two rooms. Also, by the way, for a can that's donated to the local food bank, you also get a 10-foot hallway. And, I'm not done. And you also get the 30-day Gotta Love It guarantee, which means you gotta love it for 30 days. All you do is you go to ZeroResSanDiego.com to get some general info, or just call them directly, 858-486-4100. Here's what you gotta know as well. I use them. KPRZ uses them. KCBQ uses them. Zero Res. You getting something done with carpets? Zero Res. There's your ticket. Okay, good. All righty. How you doing today, RoboPaul? How are things?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm glad you're doing great. I know you're in there eating barbecue wings. Some of us are luckier than others, but you did offer me one.
I have barbecue riblets from Red Robin and chips.
That's not too shabby. That's not too shabby. Let me tell you about my unique weekend. I usually open up Mondays kind of reviewing what happened on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And here's what happened. Friday, pretty normal day, nothing too exciting, nothing major, except if you remember, I did a story about the television commercial that I watched and that I rewatched and watched again using the DVR. Do you remember what commercial I was talking about?
Yes, it was the McRib.
That is correct, sir. It was the McRib. And I will let you know that since that time to this time, over the weekend, by the grace of God and the purchasing power of my wife, I was able to consume one of those. It's not really rib. It's not really beef. It's, I don't know what it is, but it's just got that tasty barbecue sauce McRib thingy. And she was able to get two, one for a dollar more than just the regular combo meal. What a deal, right? So I McRib.
Yeah, that works.
I McRibbed it this weekend right here.
I'm real ribbing it right now.
You're real ribbing it now. Yeah, see, I pseudo rib. Pseudo rib. It's going to be like a Superman, but it's like a pseudo rib. Well, here's the other thing that happened for those that don't know. On Saturday, there were several different games going on of the sporting variety. Not the least of which were the Michigan Wolverines playing
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Actually, that was the least of it.
And, well, you're not kidding, because, man, they played not great. They played poorly. I just want to say they didn't McRib it. They McMissed it. That's what they did. And so they got beat up pretty good. And then, of course, my beloved, most loved team of all, Detroit Red Wings, have done something that no other team has done in the first 15 games of a year. And that's they've lost four times in overtime within a minute of the end of the overtime, all four times.
Like, that's crazy.
That's like, congratulations. Way to play all the way through, except for this 60 seconds. And in this case,
way to play 64 minutes.
Yeah, 64 minutes. At 64th minute time, everybody drop your sticks and drop your gloves and let the guy go by you and shoot the puck. Okay.
They must be trying to beat the traffic.
I don't know. They're trying to do something because, you know, they get a point when you get an over. Each team gets a point when they get an overtime. But see, getting an overtime is great because you get a point, and that's important.
Not so much better to get two.
Not winning four of those out of four is a problem. It's definitely a problem with finishing. That's where I'm going with there. All right, we'll tell you a couple other things, though, that happened, and I think everybody will appreciate this. This is the important stuff. Number one, the Lions did beat the Bears, which I was pretty pleased with. But number two, and more importantly for our audience here, guess what happened? The San Diego Chargers came right out, and they just absolutely annihilated the Denver Broncos. About 7 years ago, I think that was. That's how that happened. But here's what happened yesterday. They got to play the Chargers. The Chargers got to play the Broncos, and the game was really, really close when Peyton wasn't playing, when he wasn't around. It was really close. The Chargers did lose. I am tofu hot dog free, one down, one to go. By the way, the next time the Chargers and the Broncos play, they play in Denver.
Not looking forward to that game.
Well, I just want to say, if the Chargers win, I said I would eat a tofu hot dog. I said that earlier before the season started. I will eat a tofu hot dog. He who doth despise fake meat. Boy, I mean, back to hell with thee. That's what I'd say to fake meat. Come on. And tofu is like, you can't get any faker than that. And but I have acknowledged that I will eat a tofu hot dog if the Chargers beat the Broncos. Said at the beginning of the year, 1-0, and I'm not feeling any cravings for fake meat.
I think you're pretty safe.
I'm feeling
a diehard Charger fan, but I think
I'm feeling
safe.
Pretty good. All right, the last thing I did with the wife, because, you know, I don't know, people think we just, oh, Dave goes home on the weekend, all he does is watch football. First of all, A, that's not true. I also watch hockey. And B... because I want to make sure you understand. B, the wife and I always spend time together. I even go shopping with her. I go grocery shopping with her. We do everything together. That's how we are. We don't do anything apart. So we decided to get a movie, and being the gracious husband that I was that moment, I said, you pick the movie, honey. There's all these good, interesting, funny movies, some funny, some scientifically oriented, some mysterious, and then there's comedies. And she's like, I'm in the mood for just a comedy, comedy. I just really want to be able to laugh. So I thought, that's cool. You should be able to want to laugh. And I think I want to support that. So I'm going to let her pick the movie. She goes ahead. She picks the movie. Guess what movie she picked?
I have no idea.
The worst movie ever in 2013, ladies and gentlemen. It turns out Grown Ups 2 was the worst movie ever. That I think I would have watched... if I had static going, and then the static just bumped every so often,
the worst. If you're talking about worst movie ever, the worst and only movie I have ever walked out of in the movie theater is Meet Wally Sparks with one of my favorites, Rodney Dangerfield. Bad movie.
No, that was a bad movie. But this was for 2013. This was a bad movie. Gonna give you an idea of how not tolerant we are. My wife and I, if we don't enjoy something, we were in New York on Broadway during the first class production of Wicked, and we left halfway through. And you know what I said when I walked out? Too much singing. Too much singing.
You have a hard time walking out of stuff like that because it's like you paid the money for it and you want to be able to be a part of it, but there's only so much a guy can take.
Yeah, and in this case, I actually didn't pay for it. Somebody paid for my ticket. I didn't feel obligated at all. It wasn't my money. It wasn't my $195
per ticket.
You did
realize it was a musical, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of singing in that.
Hence a musical.
That's a lot of singing. I might as well just put a CD in my car and spin around with a plate or something. I don't want to do that. And then, it's like, this is all the pre-Oz stuff. I'm like, there is no pre-Oz stuff. It was weird enough when they did the movie the first time. Now you're trying to say there's some kind of, there must have been a relationship between the Queen and Dorothy. It was. It was called antagonistic. And then they try and make them friends and everybody's going to sing their way out. I don't think it works that way. Anyway, we left halfway through Wicked. My son, by the way, has told me, Father, there's a lot of things you've done in your life that I have respect for. Thank you. And he said, but walking out of Wicked halfway through in the middle of the first class run on Broadway in New York seems to be a bit over the edge. I said, no. I said, 19 songs in a row for a story that makes no sense. And not only that, but to be really honest, the wife had a little cough. Have you ever been into one of those places and you get a tickle in your throat, like on a big auditorium like that, and you get a tickle in your throat? Every time you go like this, it's super magnified.
It's like, oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. I'm afraid somebody's going to leap out of the chair next to me and murder me.
Yeah, it's like, you go, and she was just like going, and you would have thought that we had never been to New York before. Which is not true. Actually, my mom was born in New York, so it was not true. I've been there many times. I even know where Carnegie's Deli was. They closed it, just to let you know that. Okay. So that was my weekend. I have fun weekends. My weekends are fun. They're different. We do stuff. We watch Grown Up 2. It was horrible. It was horrible. I highly suggest that I never suggest people go see movies. I even less suggest you get something on a pay-per-view basis. But if you are going to get pay-per-view and you're thinking about Grown Up 2, only do it if you're going to make your family watch with you and you're seeking to instill punishment. It's the only reason. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we actually have a DDD plus an incredible story. I have
someone who needs me. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Our church in Lake San Marcos is pastored by Steve Beret, a successful Christian comedian and teaching minister who has taught his popular Bible for Dummies class for over 10 years. Steve's gift for making the Bible easy to understand is a wonderful blessing to people who previously had trouble understanding God's Word. Here's Pastor Steve.
Well, we named the church Our Church, like the time, Our, because we want people to know that they can come in on a Sunday morning and they can sit down and learn from the Word of God, like an appointment with God's Word. We even give our scripture references out in hand out to everyone to look up after they leave, and we don't have a whole lot of bells and whistles. We just teach directly from the Word of God. We even cover topics that our congregation requests, like what is Islam, what is Scientology, and what does the Bible say about heaven. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. We're at the beautiful Lake House Resort in Lake San Marcos. We meet at 10:30 every Sunday, and you can go to our website for more information. It's ourchurch.org. That's H-O-U-R, ourchurch.org. And we'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless.
When was the last time you walked into a store that took your breath away and made you scream with excitement? That is exactly what your reaction will be when you visit City Lights, your year-round Christmas and collectibles emporium.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Brian Young, happy owner of family-owned City Lights for over 20 years. Our store is one big holiday wonderland where we transport visitors into the holiday spirit, viewing over 25 awe-inspiring decorated trees, thousands of ornaments, every imaginable quality Christmas light, and the world's finest artificial trees, plus collectibles like Department 56 Villages, Walt Disney Classics, Mark Roberts Fairies, and so much more. It's like a trip to Main Street at Disneyland. Come in today and find absolutely everything, but everything for Christmas.
City Lights is easy to find right off Highway 5 at SeaWorld Drive. Call them at 619-275-1006, 619-275-1006, or shop online at citylightscollectibles.com, citylightscollectibles.com.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at Medicare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
When car shopping, if saving time and money are important to you, then you need to visit the all-new BobBaker.com. There's new vehicles, plus the best of the best used vehicles with pictures, prices, and all the info at BobBaker.com. That's BobBaker.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Check of the weather, it's nice. Check of the traffic, it's not. That's what you got to know. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Nice job, RoboPaul. Very nice. Her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms, in part to chemicals in the home. She got involved in this business and said, they're going to do it right. E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And because it's their 30-year anniversary, 30. Just think about that. What were you doing? What were you doing 3 years ago? Were you alive 3 years ago?
3 years ago, I was.
Were you alive 30 years ago?
Not quite. I was still baking.
You were still in the cooking process.
Exactly.
Huh? Gotcha. Anyway, 30 years ago, that's when they started this business. That's how long. $100 off any termite work that you want to do. $50 off any initial pest control. That's a smoking deal, folks. You call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You visit E. coli termite, E-C-O-L-A termite.com. Don't forget, Sue has her very own show here on Saturdays at 4 p.m., an inspirational show. But you call 800-332-BUGS. Get their special and get the best of the best at the business. And they are the best of the best. Okay. Let's take the time to acknowledge that today is Veterans Day. Veterans Day. Veterans Day, for those of you that don't know, I did this a year ago, so I happen to know. I actually held a very similar piece of paper. Did you know it was Veterans Day, right?
Of course.
Okay. It is an official federal holiday, recognized. It was used originally, came from Armistice Day is really what it started off to be. But here's what it is. The official holiday that honors people who have served in any capacity in the armed services. Also, all those people are known as veterans. It is not to be mixed up with Memorial Day, which is what some people do. I'm just telling you not to do that. Memorial Day is when we celebrate all the people who did their service in the U.S. military, who actually gave their lives. Where Veterans Day is, we acknowledge all who gave their lives, plus all who are still living. And it's our way, our country's way of saying thank you.
And still serving.
And still serving, currently, correct. And it's our way of saying thank you for giving up such a big part of yourself and for doing that and being willing to lay your life on the line. It is pretty important to understand that it is a sacrifice, it is a decision, and it's very appreciated by all. I'll tell you something about that federal holiday. Some American workers and many students have Veterans Day off from work or school, so that some people take a holiday. As you know, there's no banks. There should be no postal service, if I'm correct. And, of course, whenever there's no banks open or no postal service, it means there's less traffic. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It's just a fact of life. Here's something that's really important about it, though. The non-essential federal government offices are all closed today. Yay! It's like, wait, how about we get rid of all of the non-essentials? Why does it just close today? If they're not essential, get rid of them.
Just close them permanently.
Boy, how silly is that? You know, I put here good. Nothing federal that's is non-essential is open. It should be that way all the time. So I just point that out. Now, that's still, we're all debating that a little bit. The bottom line is thank you all for serving and for being a part of enabling us to enjoy our country and our lives here. We appreciate that. That's very cool. So that's a big shout out to our veterans, right? Okay. Next we have a very old clip from a very old friend from a very old show. It was probably about 30, 35 years ago they first did this skit. So can we open with that clip? You know which one I'm talking about? Nope. Let's go the other one. We'll do that in a second. Okay, play that again. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, play it again. This is Mr. Bill. Don't. Ooh. One more time. This is expressly for our good friend and former runner after the presidency, John McCain, who said in an article, an Arizona Republic article, people want me to run for the president again, you know. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. Please, ready? Please, 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 don't. So I'm going to just don't. Please, please don't. Please. I'm saying please. I voted for John McCain before. I always feel like I kind of got hurt in that, and it was a bad call. I'm just hoping he doesn't run again. In the other unbelievably ridiculous realm, did you know that the country has a national motto? Did you know we have a national motto? It's settled law. We have a national motto. Do you know what our national motto is?
I'm ashamed to admit I don't.
It's "In God We Trust." That's on all our coins. It's all our currency. That's our national motto. You can't change it. It's the national motto. You know, they always go, hey, Obamacare, it's settled law. Not nearly as settled as the national motto. And the national motto has been the national motto since July 30th, 1956. So it's been 57 years established law. How about that? 57 years, right? National motto, "In God We Trust." A North Carolina school has refused to hang up posters depicting the American flag and the national motto because their legal counsel fears the sign would be seen as promoting a religion. So you can't put up the flag and you can't put up "In God We Trust," our national motto, because it's too religious. Even though, wait, get this, hold on. It's our national motto. It's our national motto. Come on. It's like so bizarre. It's like you're forcing religion down my throat. What's the religion? That we print it on money? Is the religion then money? That would be capitalism that's forcing it on you. It's not a religion. It's a system of economics. "In God We Trust." It's on our money. Which religion is being forced on you? "In God We Trust." Which one?
That's a very good question.
Oh, see, they don't have an answer for that.
Plus, you know what? I trust God with my money more than I trust myself with my money.
Let's just talk about who we don't trust with money.
I don't trust myself.
A lot more than I don't trust myself is other people spending my money by force. I don't trust them very much. So anyway, you can't even say "In God We Trust," even though it's our national motto. I think that's like highly – I don't – what's the word I'm looking for? It's highly – what's the word I'm looking for? It's highly – what am I looking for?
Aggravating.
That's good. That's a good word. That's a good – I could use a couple of Yiddish words, but I know some of the certain Jewish people are listening to the show, and they're waiting for me to use one that's way overboard, and I'm not going to give it to them. I don't have that kind of chutzpah, so don't worry about it. That's funny. And then not to be done away with in the realm of stupidity, because, you know, we have that – do we have that that one little clip from our good friend Forrest?
Are you crazy or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Ms. Blue.
There you go. And Tom Cruise has stepped into that one because he likened his career very briefly as an actor to a soldier away from his family in Afghanistan. Now, he's tried to clear it up, and every liberal group has come behind him and said, he didn't say it. But this is, in fact, the transcript of what he said. He said this. The Top Gun actor was responding to a lawyer's question comparing the extended time away from Surrey while filming a movie to a soldier's tour in Afghanistan, according to legal papers. This is what it feels like, Cruise responded during the deposition, stemming from his $50 million lawsuit accusing Life and Style and In Touch magazines of defaming him. Okay, so he said, this is what it feels like. It's certainly... in the last movie, and certainly it was brutal. It was very brutal. It feels like I'm away from my family, like soldiers are away from their families in Afghanistan. It's what he said. Now, he didn't mean to say his job was as dangerous. Okay, so let's back that one up. But the point is, he could have gotten on his bazillion-dollar jet and flown a bazillion miles in a bazillion seconds anytime he wanted to. You can't do that when you're serving in the Army or serving with the Marines in Afghanistan. The crime here is that he could have just said, cut, I'm going, I'm getting in my jet now, I'm going to fly, I'm going to see my kid, I'm going to see my wife, I'm going to do it right now. People don't like us, too bad. Oh, bye. Oh, hi, kids. Hi, wife. Oh, I love you guys. Oh, now I'm going to fly back. Oh, guess what? I don't want to do this scene. I'm going to fly back home now. Oh, now that I'm home, I'm flying back over to Afghanistan. Oh, now I'm flying back over here. Now I'm flying back. He had the freedom to do whatever he wanted. That's why that statement deserves the Forrest Gump. What was it the Forrest said?
Are you crazy or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Ms. Blue.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I'm thinking we better go for a DDD. What do you think?
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
No matter where you are in San Diego, Mossy.com is the one place where you can search more than 5,000 vehicles and find almost every make and model imaginable. Ford, Toyota, BMW, Volkswagen, Honda, and more. Visit Mossy.com today for all of your car buying needs. Mossy.com.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
San Diego is a creative community. It's an epicenter for arts and music. San Diego hosts some of America's finest military servicemen and women. Over 100,000 college students are coming to San Diego to be educated, and also it's a very international city. Beyond being one of the most diverse cities in the United States, numerous refugees from around the world come seeking to find new hope. Basically, when we looked at San Diego, we saw tremendous potential to impact the nations of the earth.
earth. We believe that the church is called to touch every sphere of society and to be the centerpiece in seeing the city and the region become light to the nations. Simply put, we believe in a church that is for all peoples.
You know, God's doing amazing things, and we believe he has an incredible plan for your life. We want to invite you to be a part of what God's doing here.
I'm Robert Herber, the lead pastor at All People's Church. I want to invite you to join us for worship at 9 or 11 a.m. at Crawford High School. Check us out online at allpeopleschurch.org.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Folks, if you've got a roof and you've got a question, we've got an answer for you. It's Excalibur Roofing. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com and check out the website that way as well. All their estimates are free. They work new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, the whole thing. You got a question about a roof, you got a concern about a roof, you got an issue about a roof, you don't go to a general contractor, you go to a roofing contractor. Period. 760-743-8803, Excalibur Roofing. That's who you want to go to. Okay, not to be undone by any kind of sense of bizarreness, but we have a brand new clip that I've been waiting to play. Actually, we played it once. We're going to play it now a second time, and the reason is it's funny. Go ahead.
Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks.
Yeah, play that again. I want everybody to hear that last line.
The wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks.
There you go. Whenever he gets into a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. So the Felix Award. somebody's reaching into their bag of tricks? The Felix Award goes to Debbie Wasserman Schultz with 15 other names attached to it, who on CNN's State of the Union said this. Now, you think I'm kidding. You think I'm joking. This is what she said. Americans received transition letters, not cancellations, in their health insurance.
Dum, 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 dum.
Okay. So how this works is this way. When you got fired from that job because you left the front door of the store open all night long and somebody came in and robbed the place and they fired you, you were not fired. You were not canceled. You were transitioned. You were transitioned. And every time Donald Trump goes like this, you fired. You fired. He's not really saying you're canceled. He's saying you're transitioning. You're transitioning from this boardroom to out of this boardroom. Play that Felix one again. That's the best. Because I want to make sure everybody understands what they're doing. It's a bag of tricks. You get it? You get it? It's a bag of tricks. They get into a fix. They go into their bag of tricks.
Go ahead. Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks.
I mean, it's it right there. So here's it. Millions of people are receiving these cancellation notices. And by the way, on every one of those notices, it doesn't say, congratulations, you've been transitioned. Your policy is going through a makeover. You're on. Let's have a makeover. Here's how we're going to make over your policy. First, we're gonna burn it from the bottom up. Come on, folks. It's transition letters. They're not cancellations. So when the very first line says, we regret to inform you that your policy has been canceled, it was a typo.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the government.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to go into my bag of tricks now. What do you mean my ratings are low? Look at this. I just got this out of my bag of tricks. I'm higher.
Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks.
What do you mean I owe money for taxes? Why, wait, let me go into my little bag of tricks. Look, it's money. It's just invisible. Here, pay with this. I think this is legendary stuff. This could be some of the best stuff right here. I mean, just imagine that, you know? Officer, what do you mean I was speeding? Here, let me go into my bag of tricks. You saw me going 15 miles slower, didn't you? Uh-huh. See? My bag of tricks is working. Can't get away from that. Okay. Do you have to get going? Are you all set? Where you got to... Robo, do you got to go? All right, go do your thing, and then I'll do a DDD, and we'll go from there. That's just the best. So you go into your bag of tricks, and then you don't have to really do anything. You just go into the bag of tricks, and you pull something out. And whatever it is you need it to be, that's what it is. Wow, Felix the cat, he knew his stuff. Wowzer, Bowser, gotta respect Felix the cat. All right, we got a couple DDDs I want to do and I want to share with you right away. These are really good ones. I hope you think they're really good ones. They're really, really kind of, I think they're good ones. Okay. And these are from the last couple of days. And so when I wrote them out, I kind of thinking them through, so on and so forth. Here's the process we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about when Peter the apostle and his fellows were out and they were boating on the waters in Luke chapter 5. And if you remember the story, they were out there and they were boating all night and they didn't catch anything. And they were like going, that's long, long, long time. Lot of exhaustion there. Lot of maybe at the end of their patience just a little bit. I mean, I know everybody else thinks that they were so saintly and all, but I'm thinking the fishermen didn't catch any fish the entire shift. That's probably frustrating. I'm thinking. So Jesus is teaching from the boat, and he's talking in the boat and he's teaching people. And then he turns to Peter and he says, hey, let the nets down, do a little bit more fishing. Now, if you have just done something for 4, 6, 8 hours and you have zero results, it's kind of like, you know, you go to the gym. See, some people go to the gym, they work out for 10 minutes. They can't figure out why they're not 100 pounds lighter. In this case, these guys were working all night. They're fishermen. They're professional fishermen. In fact, if you read Luke, you're going to find out that Luke shows that Simon and Andrew and James and John, the four of them, that they were partners. They were all partners together. If you didn't see that, read Luke 5 again. You're going to find that they were in at least a four-way partnership in regards to business. And so Jesus turns to Peter and he says, let the nets down, do a little bit more work, do a little bit harder, harder work. And then this is Peter's reply. This comes from Luke chapter 5, verse 4 through 9. So that's Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 9. It says this, "Master," Simon replied, "we've worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But at your word, I'll let down the nets." Now, I don't care what you tell me. This is not Peter going, "Oh boy, more fishing. I just went fishing all night. I didn't catch anything. That's the first thing that's on my mind. Let's do more of this." I don't think he's thinking that. Verse 6, "When they did this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets began to tear. I can't read today. "When they did this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets began to tear." Tear. What is wrong with me today? I can't do this stuff. You know what? I'm going to just wait. I'm going to pull into my bag of tricks and give myself a new mouth. What?
Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat.
Thank you. So they signaled to their partners, the partners being James and John, in the other boats to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so full they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, because I'm a sinful man, Lord." For he and all those who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they took. Now listen to this. What I got, about 2 minutes, right? Yeah, I think, yeah. Okay. Simon Peter works all night, catches nothing. Jesus says, "Throw the nets back out, fish some more." Simon even says, we just did this for all night. Nothing happened. But you know what? You say so at your word. I'm just going to do it. Okay. So he does it. He does the Nike thing. Just do it. He does it. Right. Nothing has worked before, but he listens to what Jesus says. He puts the nets in and they have a miracle, and they catch so much fish, the nets are ripping apart. And these are fishermen. These are people that know what to do when the nets have heavy loads. They know how to handle themselves. They know how to handle the situations. They call their partners and everybody comes over. It's a miracle. So just from Jesus says, "Just do it." And Peter's like going, "Okay, fine. I'll just do it," even though nothing's working. And then bam, a miracle. And you know what Peter recognized immediately? He recognized, when he saw the work of Jesus, he recognized how sinful he was. And he recognized how unworthy he was. He didn't stop getting the fish, but he acknowledged Jesus and Jesus's righteousness and his position and his authority. And he says, "Go away from me, because I'm a sinful man." And in that moment, we sense the true nature that Peter had. He knew he was sinful. He knew he was unworthy. And Jesus loved him just the way he was. He knew what he was going to become. He knew what he was going to develop into. Hey, you know where you're at right now? Jesus knew you would be there. And he loves you right where you're at. And he'll keep working with you. And you'll be more amazed. And you'll see more miracles. But you're always going to say, "Go away from me. I'm sinful. I'm unworthy." And Jesus, he's not going anywhere. How cool is that? He ain't going anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we've got a little bit of discussion on Facebook post, and then we have an international superstar joining us at the top of the hour.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This hour, the David Spoon Experience is sponsored by Dr. Ram Middleton Dentistry, home of the new patient free teeth whitening with cleaning exam and x-ray. Make your appointment by calling 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
"I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want
and a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe making the cash call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash, or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Now we're on an airplane, right? And we're going, we've been circling around and doing this. Now we're kind of bringing it back down to a normal drive on an airplane because we're setting up our guest. So you got to, let me tell you, if you want to reach the show, you are more than welcome to do so. You can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, if you've somebody sent me something over the weekend, had a kind of a different point of view on one of the segments, which I never mind that at all. You don't have to. By golly, I hope you don't agree with everything I've said over the last year. That would make you me, and that would be kind of weird because then it'd be two of us. And believe me, the world doesn't want two of me. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon. Don't worry, it doesn't want two of you either. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Also, follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. That's a good one for the first one. Here's the weather report and the traffic report. Traffic is down today, folks, because it's a federal holiday. And the weather looks nice. It's a nice day. Okay. All right, let's get ourselves rolling. Here we go. That's our R&B music that we play for our Facebook post. That's the R&B music we play because it stands for Rocky and Bullwinkle. R&B. I know you thought, oh, he's going to get serious now. And then there I am playing Rocky and Bullwinkle. Come on. That doesn't work that way, folks. I can't help you. Okay, so here was the Facebook post today. Tell me what you think. Well, I'm doing a lot of repeating. I must not have got enough sleep. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to blame it on sleep. Tell me what you think about this post on Facebook. This is a pretty in-depth post. Ready? Here's what I wrote. Ready? Blah, 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 blah. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Blah, 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 blah. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. What do you think? Got that? So here's a blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Blah, 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 blah. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The point of this post, ladies and gentlemen, is not to make fun of anybody that goes blah, 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 blah. Although it does sound a little bit like Charlie Brown and the teacher. I think if you just go up a notch, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it sounds a little bit like that. But here's the point. The point is everything else is a lot of noise. Everything else is a lot of interesting noise. Some of it's quite fascinating, really. But it's like the Gary Larson Far Side cartoon where the guy is yelling at his dog, and the dog's name is Ralph, and all the guy can hear is Ralph. Yeah, see that? And it's like all the rest of that stuff's noise. And when I say noise, listen, compared to knowing those two sentences, they're noise. There's a lot of talking going on. There's a lot of, you know, yapping going on. People do a lot more yapping than they think. And they yep, 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 yep. And it's like, man, oh, man. It's like, is that true on talk radio? You bet. Is it true on Christian talk radio? You bet. It's 100% true. So what we're going to do is trying to recognize it. Blah, 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 blah. But love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. All right, we're going to take our break now. And then when we come back, we have a special guest on the phone. International superstar, entertainer extraordinaire, Pat Boone, is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.